T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Today, I would like to discuss dreams again. I'm recording this just for the sake of recording it for myself, but I may put this out as a podcast. Period. As some background to this, I've been working on doing a paper for a MUFON conference and was having a great deal of problems in terms of length, the amount of material that was there, how to get it into a manageable lecture. And I knew from past experiences, writing the book Inspire, the Paranormal World of Creativity, and also doing the book called Contact Modalities, that there does seem to be a field which contains all the material. This is described by UFO experiencers who 40% claim during their experience they knew the answer to everything in the universe, or near-death experiencers who in 31% of the cases state that they also knew the answer to everything in the universe at some point, wanted to bring it back, and then realized that they were forgetting it, and all they could remember was at one point they knew the answer to it in the universe. It sounds crazy, but I recently had a conversation with Nick Cook, who wrote the book Search for Hunt for Zero Point, and he referred to what's called a shared death experience, where his wife is sitting with the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law is dying. And as the mother-in-law dies, the wife is holding her hand. After the mother dies, her daughter gets up and says to Nick, "Everything is good." To which Nick said, "What do you mean? Your mother just died. This made no sense." Later, he had a discussion with her as to what she was referring to, and she said, "Weren't you there?" And he said, "No, where was I supposed to be?" And she said, "I was in a bright light. It was a state of bliss, and I knew the answer to everything." Now, knowing that this field is accessible, and I have gotten into the field a couple of times, I was sort of playing with the universe and saying, why can't I get some help with this presentation? Now, usually my dreams are almost always the same. They're dreams of failing tests, of not doing the work I'm supposed to do, when I was back at university, procrastinating work, wanting to go back after I retired, and not being wanted. Anyway, last night I had a dream. I had put out this request, can't I get any help? And I had actually just had a conversation or a tweet exchange with Dr. Gary Nolan at Stanford, and I'd asked him to relate to me the experience he had with inspiration. And he talked about how he would set up in his mind and go over the problem, and then he would just leave it. And at that point, he would just leave it, and within a couple of days, the answer would come into his head. So I put out this sort of request for a little bit of help. Now, having been in the field a couple of times, more than a couple of times, I know that if you don't grab the material, write it down, that you will lose it. It is like a dream. It will sort of seep back into wherever it is being stored. And a lot of times I'll have an idea come to me, whether it's in the shower or whether it's meditating, and I'll just say, no. It comes as absolute certainty, sort of a good idea, you should write this down, and I'll say, no. I'm too tired to do this, I can't write it down in the shower, and I choose to let it go back, and I can actually feel it fading back. So last night I woke up at 2:30 after this dream, and I allowed 99% of the dream to go back in. Period. Here's the significance of the dream. It was a dream of unbelievable complexity. It was a dream of a full Hollywood movie with a plot inside a plot inside a plot, staggering in its complexity. Didn't realize this was a dream. And as I said, I don't remember the vast majority of what it was about, but it was about some guy who later on during this full-length series of movies, we learn has really no education, no anything, but he overcomes and he achieves one thing after another. And as I said, they're very complex plots where you're sitting on the edge of your seat and you think something's going to happen and something exactly the opposite happens. And you're just sort of, wow. So there's a number of these things happen. And then at one point, he gets into a situation where he has all the money in the world. Now, this is not me. It's somebody that I'm sort of watching. He's sort of like the James Bond of this movie scenario. And he gets unlimited amounts of money, almost like he can print money. And then it was sort of at that point I said, oh, okay. It's sort of like his life is over, he's got nothing left to achieve. And it was almost like I was walking away. Somebody from my left side said, hey, where are you going? This isn't over. And this guy goes to do something which is completely nothing to do with money. It's some other thing he does that seems unbelievable. And there was at least two more things after that. The way the dream ends, when I suddenly realize it's a dream, is this character is now going into another scenario of doing something. And as I said, all this stuff is faded as to what they were doing, what he was doing. I was up on almost like a building, looking down at him. He was to the right, down below, sort of on ground level. And he was looking in my direction. And it wasn't that he said it, but it was almost like it came from him. And this is how it ended. He sort of had his hands up with his fingers spread wide. And he went, ta-da! Pretty good, eh? And it suddenly all made sense. That this was all a dream. And that my mind had created this entire thing. So when I awoke, I just went, unbelievable how my mind was able to create this absolutely complex reality, which went on for quite a while. It was like a series of movies and very intense, very nail-biting. And this sort of voice was saying, pretty good, eh? That this could be done. And I was just shocked. And I thought to myself, I should write this down. And then I thought, no, I was so amazed. I was so overcome with how complex this thing had been. And I suddenly recalled at that moment that I'd had this once before, where the way I described it is, if I had written it down, I could have made it into a top-selling Hollywood movie. This was the same thing, but it was way more complex. And so I decided just to lie there in bed. It was 2:30, and I said, well, if I don't sleep for the rest of the night, it's been worth it, because this has been the experience of all experiences. Almost like the ability of consciousness to put this kind of stuff, because I'm not a creative guy, I don't write music, I don't write plays, I don't write this kind of stuff, that I had this stuff all happening in my head at this complexity. I cannot think of a movie that was as complex and as deep with characters as this thing was. And then remembering that I'd had one before, but it was not quite as complex. I was absolutely taken. Managed to go back to sleep and had a second dream, which was related, which was not as complex, but somehow was related to the first dream. And I allowed it to slip back in. Now maybe sometime the second one, which I would like to recall, will pop back in my head. But I just wanted to record this because it just displayed to me that as some people have said, life could be a dream and you wouldn't know the difference. The dream that I had was much, much more in depth, much more vivid, much more of a lot of stuff that isn't in the physical world. It just was riveting. So I just wanted to record that for the record. It's Grant Cameron, and if you managed to hear this, thanks for listening. I don't think I got my answer to... Well, I guess I did get sort of an answer. I did get sort of a a little bit of help on how to put this presentation together, and did get some insights that sort of popped into my head. But the dream of all dreams, I don't think there's ever been a dream that I had that was a billion-dollar movie scene. Thanks for listening.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.